Smile, smile, please smile. Welcome back to another BYOM career and entrepreneurship podcast for classical musicians. My name is Bernhard Karis, and I'm very happy to have you back. Today, I want to talk about how you actually look like when you enter stage. And the reason for that is that luckily, live concerts are happening again. And I had the wonderful joy of being at some of them. And can I tell you one little secret? The difference is not so much the quality of the concerts and the quality of the musicianship. It is not how much you have practiced, how much you have rehearsed. One of the biggest differences is how you actually enter stage. That's why I speak today about smiling, about positive energy, about this full energy of love, caring, and happiness. So often, musicians enter the stage as if they were going into the post office, just dropping off a package of music. A bit annoyed that they have to wait for the colleagues to actually tune their instruments. Ready to get over with it, ready to go out afterwards having a beer saying, hey, that was a good concert. But my friends, good concerts are not good enough. It is about this wow effect. It is about this absolute special and unique moments. And yes, I had concerts like that, actually, even on that weekend. It was beautiful. But it was not only the musicality, the wonderful music making. It was the energy the musicians had on stage. When they entered, they had this small smile on their face. You could see that they were happy to come and to perform for us. They were happy to make music for us and with each other. That made such a difference. Now, when I teach leadership to corporate executives, one of the things I make them aware of is that in communication, what we actually say is of least importance. Much more important is to read the other person, to get clues about what they think and what they feel. It is even more important to think about the emotions you convey, but the most important thing is the energy you go in with into a meeting. It's the energy I start recording a podcast for you, and I do hope that it comes across. So before you enter the stage, before you go on stage, take this tiny little moment, perhaps even with your colleagues, stand, take a breath in, breath out, feel your feet and have that smile, that wonderful radiant smile on your face. Smile to each other and then walk on stage. You will see that that smile will carry you on stage like the world is yours. It will give you an aura in the audience which is indescribable. And yes, also during a concert, it is important to remember that. Not every passage is there to be smiled, but it is so often so beautiful to see actually some musicians smiling to each other. One of the greatest examples for me is always when I listen to Wynton Marsalis and jazz at Lincoln Center. These jazz musicians love when their colleagues are doing a great solo. And after one of them has done a solo, the smiles on the faces of the whole band is just amazing. The joy of saying, wow, wasn't that amazing? And wouldn't it be nice in a string quartet to thank someone for a beautiful passage, for a beautiful entry they have given you, even in an orchestra, to look at the soloist and just send him a smile or her a smile. It is so easy. And yes, when a concert or an opera performance comes to an end, stand in front of the audience, first, before you actually even think about bowing, send them back a beautiful smile for all their applause, for being there, thanking them with a radiant smile, and then take a bow. Take these few seconds of being happy that they loved what you did, being happy about their energy they have given you, their time they have given you. And I can tell you, that'll change so much. And just to go on a tiny little bit more, when we travel, when we go into a shop, it makes all the difference if the clerks there, the people working there, smile at us or not. And actually, many companies have it on the computer screen saying, smile at your customers, be friendly. And I always laughed about it and said, why do you need that? But it's a good reminder. And you might actually put a funny card in your instrument case with a big saying, let's smile, or something like that. And perhaps you even send me a photo of that. I would love that, and I'm very happy to put that on our social media channels, because I really think it's important. Some of you might say, yeah, that's all good when we are actually out there performing for a live audience. But let me tell you one thing. It makes a whole lot of a difference, even if there isn't an audience, even if they can't see your face. Call agents in all these call centers around the world also have on their screens, smile. And it makes the difference in any kind of phone call. If somebody is smiling at you and you don't even see it, but you can feel it. And I'm sure throughout that podcast, where I made an effort to smile, that you will actually also hear that in my voice. So it's not only on stage, in front of a live audience, or in front of a camera, it is wherever you make music. So remember, before you go on stage, take one moment to stand still, to fill your body with air and with happiness and with joy. Smile, and with that energy, you go on stage. And when you are on stage, smile whenever there is beautiful music made by your colleagues, by your friends, or you're just happy about this wonderful phrase you just played or performed. And when you get up to take your bow, to appreciate the applause, first really appreciate, stand still, look at the audience, send them back a smile. That's the most wonderful thing you actually can do before you take your bow and say thank you for coming and thank you for being here. Well, I do hope to see significantly more smiling faces out there. And yes, for the ones who invite me to their concerts, I will remind them, be sure of that. And yes, also put that little card with saying let's smile in your instrument case and send me a photo of that. I would love that. I hope that was helpful to you. If you want to know more about what's coming up in the BYUM community, go to beyourownmanager.com. Look at our courses, look at the events which are coming up. And by the way, there are not only online courses coming up. I will be teaching in Zurich, actually in person for a weekend. Perhaps that's something which you might want to consider. That course is actually generously supported by a private foundation. So, I hope to see you smiling soon in person or somewhere else around the world. Take good care and make great music.